whatever, because different cancers do affect different people, or they're more people are prone to different cancers is what I'm trying to say. Anyways, there you go. Fascinating stuff. So my name is Anita B. This is my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, as mentioned, and I'm here until 8 o'clock. And I'm kind of excited here because we're going to start off with a record that I just got gifted to me just last night from Jeffrey McCloy. I guess you could say most famously currently, Fashionism. They played a show, no, not last night, two nights ago. They opened for No Bunny at the Cobalt, and it was a killer, killer show. And Jeffrey fronts my favorite local band. Again, Fashionism, so amazing. Just as famously, he was in the band Newtown Animals. I believe he played bass for the Smugglers. I remember that back when. Anyways, so he has a new record out. It's called Just Jeffrey, Coffee, Tea, and Me. So it's a solo effort on his behalf, and he played. So first of all, it's a beautifully designed record. I'll take a picture and I'll Instagram it, or I'll maybe put it on Facebook or whatever. So the design is killer, which is also what I think Fashionism is really good at, is sort of marketing themselves and, you know, visually stunning designs, as is this. And I will tell you what he told me, in that he played all the instruments as well on this record, which is really rad. And I will give credit here to the person who recorded it, which is Felix Fung. So this record was recorded at Little Red Sound by not just Felix, but also Jeffrey. So Jeffrey pretty much had a hand in everything on this record. So good for him. So we're going to hear song number 4, which on the one side, side one is called Kids These Days. And my name is Anita B. So keep listening, and I'll tell you what we have coming up soon. I've got some new Ballantines coming up, Shimmering Stars. What else do I have here? Oh, I believe I have some new Dead Ghosts. Yeah, so tune in. And until then, let's hear, what do we got here? Just Jeffrey, sorry. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
See, I should have told you that you were mine. I can see you're confused the way you're squinting.
When Shanna Larson was a little girl, she already had artistic talent, and it was clear that she would be quite an athlete. But Shan always knew what she wanted to do with her life. She wanted to teach. Shan was only 24 years old when she lost her life to breast cancer, and now it's her spirit that will teach us. Teach us to know our risk. For more information, visit teamshan.ca. Breast cancer, not just a disease of older women.
Thank you. I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. It made me lie. Steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was pretty chill. That was the song, Braxton Hicks. Yeah, the song is called Braxton Hicks, and it's by the band Mormon Crosses, but it features Mish Way, of course, from White Lung. And that was put together for their White Lung 2014 tour tape. So there you go. Interesting, huh? All right, and it was released earlier this year in March. Okay, now before that we heard Shimmering Star, so good. The song we heard, I'm not sure that I can pronounce it correctly, but I'll give it a whirl, is Dereglement. I don't know. D-E-R-E-G-L-E-M-E-N-T. And there's a bunch of accents, but I don't speak French. So anyways, you can find that on their record released last year entitled Bedrooms of the Nation. Yep. And then we had in there before that, the Ballantines with the song You Were Mine. Wait a second. I inversed these. Okay. The name of the song is You Were Mine off their record, Dark Drives, Life Signs, which is very new. And the Ballantines are busy playing lots of shows. They just came back like a couple days ago from Alberta. They went down to Seattle there for a bit, and they're really active, and you have to check them out live. They're killer. So that's all I'm going to say. If you've never seen them, you need to. Yeah, there you go. My name is Anita B. It is almost 7 o'clock, so it's 6:58. Why don't I find out what's going on in the weather? Why don't we do that? Weather Vancouver. Yeah. Anyways, and my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And Canadian music is the focus here. I'm here until 8 o'clock, at which point Val comes on with her show, Folk Oasis. Okay, currently it is 12 degrees, and today is Wednesday. We only have two more work days left of the week, thankfully. 14 tomorrow. So Thursday, October 22nd is already tomorrow. That's crazy. We have a high of 14 with a mix of sun and clouds. Now, the overnight low tonight is going to be 9. That's not bad. There you go. Thursday morning, 9 degrees. All right. Now, Friday, mainly sunny. Mainly sunny and 14. Hey, it looks like we have a pretty good weekend coming up, guys. Saturday and Sunday are both highs of 14 and with mostly sun. There you go. Awesome. Okay. That is nice. And if you suffer from SAD, as I do, SAD, seasonal affective disorder, then this is good news because we're hitting that season right now. And I've had some days where I'm just like really blue and I feel like I'm just getting like the sky is literally falling. Everything's like closing in on me and that darkness and that it just kills me. And it's like sometimes I forget that maybe it's the weather that's affecting me. And I'm just like, why am I so sad? Like, what's going on? And I think, what's wrong? Like, what's going on? And I'm like, there's nothing really wrong. I have nothing to really complain about. It's simply sad. SAD. So there you go. And I've talked to so many people who also suffer from it. And a lot of people talk about getting one of those lights, and I have not yet done that. Somebody I know said that they actually have a light underneath, like they have like a, I guess like a baseball hat, and underneath like the brim of the cap they have a light, and they walk around like she's a teacher in the classroom with that on. I was like, whoa, that's kind of nutty. I don't know that I would do that. I don't know. It seems kind of scary. But anyways. All right. So let's move on. What do we have next? All right. So speaking of Mish Wei, we're going to move on, listen to some more music of hers. And this time it's not going to be Mormon Crosses. We're going to hear White Lung proper. So we're going to hear something from the, I think it's 2012. Yeah, 2012 record entitled Sorry. We're going to hear this song, which is called Saint Dad. There you go. Now, Mish Wei is living in L.A. from everything I remember, but originally from Vancouver. And yeah, I've seen White Lung a few times. They put on a killer show. Okay, so here we are. This here, as I mentioned, is White Lung. And let's make sure I'm all good here. Yep. All right. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. We just heard something from one of my more favorite, definitely, they're up there as one of my favorite local bands. That would be Nervous Talk, fronted by Joel, and they are a four-piece boy band out of Vancouver. We heard the song Introductions. Interestingly enough, this song, which is song number 3 off this record, is called Introductions. Like, why would you? I don't know. It just seems like I would put a song called Introductions first, but I don't know. You know, it's not my band, so. and that's off their self-titled record on, what label is it here? Oh, it's on Hosehead. Of course I knew that. Yeah, Hosehead Records, my favorite Canadian label. Before that, we heard something from Dead Ghosts with the song, I love the song, Rocky Said, from their record Can't Get No, and that was released about a year and a half to, well, more like 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago. They're another local band. I've been playing, I think, all local bands. Not intentionally. I just do love local Vancouver bands. All right. So that was Dead Ghost. And then before that, we heard something from White Lung with the song Saint Dad from their record entitled Sorry. All right. It is 7:11, which means that I have 49 more minutes to entertain you guys with Canadian music. And what do I have here? Oh, I've got some Dead Soft. Yes, I do. I've got some more local Canadian music. This, what do I have here? Oh, it's released on my birthday. We're going to hear the track The Wind from this local three-piece. They tour a lot. I believe they were just on tour. I follow them on Instagram, and they were just on tour like last month. So here we go. We've got like a very sort of power poppy, grungy, rocky band here, Dead Soft. And the song we have is entitled The Wind. And it was recorded, mixed, and mastered on Gabriola Island by Jordan Cook. All right. Now let me just make sure I'm good here. Yes, I am. And here we go. This is Dead Soft on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back. There are some technical difficulties. Okay, let me tell you who that was. That was the band Fine Times from Vancouver with the song Not Dead. And it was not completed, that song, but I hit a button and I killed it. So I'm sorry. So that was Not Dead. And then before that, we heard another song of theirs, the title track from their EP entitled Bad Better. So two songs from Fine Times. They are on, what's it called? Light Organ Records. Light Organ Records. I always want to say Electric Light Organ. I don't know why. I think of the band, whatever. All right, so Fine Times in there before that. Now, they are going to be playing next month with the Zolas. Now, you can look it up and figure out what day because I don't remember offhand. I do know, though, that it is at, what's it called? The Imperial. I love that place. It's like the best venue in the entire city. I just recently saw the OCs there, and it's the coolest venue. That's all I can say. And it was a crazy show. But all right, there we go. Fine Times. Before that, we heard something from the band Dead Soft with the song The Wind. And I found that off their Bandcamp. So it's like a single that was just released like last month. So very new. And then before that, I think I told you we heard some Nervous Talk in there. All right, my name is Anita B, and I have, 39 more minutes with you all until Val comes on with her show. And her show is Folk Oasis, and she is here from 8 until 10, so stay tuned for her. And then from 10 until 11, we have Sexy in Van City. So lots of cool stuff coming up. All right, now what do I have coming up next? Oh, Gang Signs. Yeah, we're going to hear some Gang Signs. This is another local band, so I've been playing tons and tons of local stuff all night. It seems like it's only local stuff I've been playing. Anyways, these guys have a new record out, like brand spanking new. It's just released this month. It's called Geist, G-E-I-S-T. And we are going to hear the song Mate. This is the first song off this record. And here we are. The station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
understand more about fashion. We asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Which means the return of pumpkins, but not just pumpkin spice, actual pumpkins. On October 24th, from 3 to 6, come join Langara College business students at Southlands Heritage Farms in South Vancouver for pumpkin art for animals. All proceeds for this pumpkin painting fundraiser will go towards the BCSPCA. So come on down to support the animals, paint a pumpkin, do some activities, and eat some snacks. Admission is by donation with a minimum donation of $10 per person.
Hidden City Records presents Data Plan, Summering, and Ora Kogan live in the Planetarium October 22nd, an evening of incredible psychedelic art rock and psych folk featuring large-scale celestial projections choreographed by guest video artists Matt Crisco, Jared Brandel, Mohammed Ali Sharar, and Colin Elder, located at H.R. McMillan Space Center. Tickets available at eventbrite.ca, Zulu, Red Cat, and Dandelion Records. Doors at 8.
The arts this winter at League Square Community Arts Village. They're offering an exciting lineup of visual and performing arts programs this winter, including capoeira, Brazilian dance, and martial arts for 3 to 12 year olds. Parent and taught jam sessions, the iGirl Empowerment and Art Workshop for ages 9 to 12, and adult classes in digital photo editing and photography, just to name a few. Registration is available online at experienceit.ca or call 604-927-7529 for a full listing of arts and culture programs in Port Coquitlam. For more information on Lee Square, please visit portcoquitlam.ca/arts or call 604-927-8400.
Yeah. promise is a promise. This is a promise.
All right, that was way rad. That was Steve Adamick, the Steve Adamick Band, covering of all bands, Bum. That was like so cool. I just discovered that. Bum being the huge band, I guess, on the indie rock scene of Canada and actually in the States and Spain in the early to mid 90s out of Victoria. Total power pop, punk, you know, power punk, sorry, pop punk, whatever. Bum. So Steve Adamick out of Ottawa covered A Promise is a Promise. And that was released about a year and a half ago, going on 2 years. So very cool. Very nice cover. All right. Before that, we heard Woolworm, so local band, doing this song, I Truly Do Not Mind, off their new record, Everything Seems Obvious. And we heard something from the psych rockers, Strange Things, doing the song Friend to Ghosts. And you can find that on Bandcamp. Now, Strange Things are a three-piece, and Robin from Fashionism plays bass with those guys. So I've seen them before and they're really good. So check them out. All right. My name is Anita B. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm with you all for another 19 minutes or so. So coming up now, we have The Jolts. So The Jolts have some new stuff out. They have a split 7-inch with The Repossessors. And they have that. Now, we're going to hear something. The song is called actually Microwave Kids. It was just released in June, June 30th, as a matter of fact. Now, here's the thing. I'm trying to figure out if this is actually their split 7-inch. I'm not sure. I'll be totally honest. I'm playing this off of Bandcamp, and I've played, actually, CJ, my friend, who has co-hosted this show, came down with the actual Flexi 7-inch of theirs, which is the split with The Jolts. So it's The Repossessors, CJ's in The Repossessors, and The Jolts, of course, are on the other side. Now, is this the one? I'm not sure, but I'm going to tell you this much. I will tell you that we're going to hear the song Microwave Kids, and this is from their Bandcamp release. It's called Gamma Gamma Hey. Now, of interest, of note, I think, is Sean, who is the front man for The Jolts, is also Joey Ramone. Yeah, he is the frontman of The Ramores. And The Ramores are playing a Halloween show, thankfully, thank God. It seemed a little hit and miss there for a bit, at the Astoria. I'm sure it's at the, yeah, it's at the Astoria. I had to think about that. It just seems like every show I've been going to lately is at the Astoria. Like everything. It's like, oh, it's at the Astoria. Actually, I did go see, what did I see? Oh, I just saw No Bunny. That was awesome. That was on Monday night, and that was at the Cobalt with Fashionism opening. So anyways, but go to the Astoria on Halloween, and you will just be rocked like nothing else. It's the Ramores who cover the Ramones, and they look like the Ramones. They sound like the Ramones. They kind of are the Ramones. I saw them for the first time last Halloween at Wise Hall, and it was just unbelievable. So do that. That's my Halloween plans. And it's coming up soon. I'm just thinking about that. It's already the 21st today. Jeez, that means 10 days, folks, until Halloween. So, think about your costume, too. I think I might go as a cheerleader. I think. I don't know. All right, Microwave Kids. Let's hear that song by The Jolts here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Thank you. Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Good morning, houseplants. Yes, it's wake-up time.
Hey, y'all, wake up.
Time to get up and go to work.
Caffeine is not good for you, and I know it's so easy because I myself, in the old days, used to drink, I was up to 63, 64 cups a day.
Bam, 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 bam
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It is 7:57, and I will be bidding you adieu any minute now. But before I do, let me tell you that that was Kid Koala. I haven't played Kid Koala in ages. We heard the song Music for Morning People from his record Carpal Tunnel Syndrome from like 2000, very long time ago. As well, we heard before that Vancouver with the song Guitar. You can find that on their Bandcamp site. It is a single. And the Jolts as well. Before that, we heard from their 7-inch, their most recent one, is called Microwave Kids. It's totally new. And Val is coming on momentarily. So Val Cormier with her show, Folk Oasis. My name is Anita B, and this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I shall be back 2 weeks from tonight, from 6:30 till 8, playing us Canadian music as I always do. So 6:30 to 8 every second week is my show. So there you go. Until then, what do I have for us? I think maybe I have us a really fun promo. Yeah, maybe that. I have us, what am I going to play us here? A promo. Show promo? How about a community? Community PSA. There's some pretty good ones. Val, I quite like the one about cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous. Hey, cocaine. That's a good one. I also like to play us Overeaters Anonymous. That's always a good one. I already played us Vampire Give Blood. That one's already done. Oh, yeah. How about what's a fun one? Oh, Multiple Sclerosis Walks. There we go. We're going to play us that. We're going to hear that one. So here we go. I bid you all adieu and thank you all for listening. Now you can always go to CITR.ca and you can stream this show live or just simply download or just listen to any podcast you want. So you should be seeing that up there. And yeah, I will see you in a couple weeks.
Sclerosis is the most common neurological disease affecting young adults in Canada. MS is unpredictable, affecting vision, hearing, memory, balance, and mobility. Join us this year at the MS Walks across the Lower Mainland to help raise vital funds for people living with MS. For more information, please visit mswalks.ca. Let's lace up together to end MS.
My name is Gennargi O'Sullivan of the Tlaloit Cease Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Windle exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
This PSA was cut from a rally called Honor the Apology in Ottawa, Ontario. Those speaking are Clayton Thomas Mueller, Melody McIver, and Jocelyn Ayatoll.
Today, across this country they call Canada is a day. We're asking for truth to come to the surface so that we can actually begin a conversation about reconciliation. Today, Canadians, newcomers, First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples from all walks of life and religious denominations will reflect upon